This is Open Mic Live. Let's go! Welcome to this week's episode. We have a very special guest coming. Welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode of Open Mic Live. I'm very happy to be back after 1 week off where Hike did an interview with our classmate and friend Thijs Maas. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and do so. I have teased in the intro that I'm preparing something special for this season. So that's why this episode will be a bit different since it's my very first solo episode and I'm excited to explore this new paradigm with you. So this week, I am introducing this year's Christmas special that I announced last week, which is the Open Mic Live Small Business Summit. So what does that mean? It means that we're going to have several small businesses on the podcast and they're going to talk about their experiences. To give you a little bit of background before we get really into the topic, I really love the holidays around this time of the year because people are more open to opening their hearts and doing good. Therefore, each year I really try to support my community with different causes or in different ways that are close to my heart. The matter of the fact is that not everybody can support communities in the same way. And I, for example, cannot support really charities with an enormous amount of money or anything like this. But I have this wonderful platform and I thought I would love to share it with like-minded people. So I reached out and I asked, are there any small businesses around here in Luxembourg and especially women-owned that would like to benefit from this platform as well? The amount of feedback and messages that I got was amazing. So at first, to be very honest, I got a little bit overwhelmed because I thought maybe I bit more off than I could chew. So I asked for advice of more experienced people and I explained what the purpose of it is. We're going to hear from 15 different businesses. There were a lot more that reached out, but with the timing of the recordings and everything, this is what we came up to. So you're going to hear from 15 business owners who have really created their enterprises from the ground up. Of course, they're going to tell you what they're doing, how you can find them. They have a ton of different promotions for the Open Mic Live listeners. They have discounts. They have special offerings. So there is a lot of giveaways coming your way in the next week. But mostly, they're going to talk about their experience in creating a business. The topics that they're going to talk about are very diverse. There's people who are working with children. There's tutors, there are people who are navigating very high conflict situations. There's people who are active in sports, nonprofit organizations, event organizing, wellness, you name it. There is something for everybody. But what brings them all together is the fact that at some point they had a passion that they decided, okay, this is what I want to do. And of course, everybody's going to share a different story of the hurdles that they encountered along the way and what continued to make them want to proceed, to keep it up, to keep going. And not only this, but very often some of us have an idea and we want to make it bigger. We want to share it with the world. We want to create a business out of it, but we don't really know what steps to take. What are simply the administrative papers that you need to start a business in Luxembourg? What are your obligations once you do that? Because I have heard a lot of stories where somebody does indeed open a business, but they don't have the bureaucratic support or the knowledge, and then they dig a deep hole for themselves in terms of taxes they didn't pay or fees they didn't know were due, which can affect not only a business, but also the mindset behind it in a very negative way. So what we're going to talk about with them is also what was their path of creating their businesses? Who helped them? Where did they look for advice? And How can you do the same? It's really an amazing group of people that we have lined up, and I cannot wait to share all of them with you. And the great thing about it is it's not going to be an episode where you listen to an interview. It's actually going to be panel interviews where they themselves also discuss, meet, and exchange ideas. We're going to have 5 different episodes with 3 panelists each time, where I'm going to ask them all of the questions. And before we do that, I want to ask them your questions. So please, reach out to me. Reach out on Instagram. Reach out in the comments below. Please reach out with your questions. There is nothing off limits, as always, on Open Mic Life. You can ask financial questions. You can ask administrative questions. You can ask anything that you really want to know about starting a business and maintaining it. Because each of these people has been somewhere where you are right now, where you want to start a small business, but you don't really know how to. And there is so many places, but Luxembourg, most of them, there's a lot of places which are so friendly to businesses and to corporations, but the small business owner is a whole other spectrum of navigating through this huge field of knowledge. So please let me know what you want to know, and I'm going to make sure that it reaches our guests. It's a big project, one I haven't done so far. So I'm very excited to see what I'm going to learn from it. And I'm looking forward to see what connects all of these people, to see them all in one room together. I'm already inspired, and I cannot wait to welcome them very soon to record here with me. You can expect all episodes next week. So from Monday until Friday, the Open Mic Life Summit is going to be live. Every day, you're going to get an episode with 3 panelists discussing small businesses, how to start it, how to maintain it, and how to grow it successfully. Tune in and don't miss out. To wrap this short but sweet episode, think about how you can give back to your community, and think about what is something that you yourself can do that will make a difference in somebody's life. I'm not talking about think about where to volunteer or anything like this, but maybe just reaching out to a friend you've been meaning to, because around the holidays, I feel like all of the feelings are stronger. When you're happy, you're even happier that you can share this with your loved ones. And sometimes things are a bit harder. So just think about how you can give back, to whom, to what, how you can support somebody, how you can spread a little bit more kindness this season. On this note, I'm going to end today's episode. Tomorrow, our recordings are starting very early in the morning. So I'm very excited to meet the first batch of my guests and to get your questions. So please reach out, send your questions, relax, and enjoy the episodes. Happy holidays. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week on Open Mic Live.